Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
If you're going to garden, you're going to need to wield a shovel every now and again. But are you doing it right? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. His name is Patrick Murphy, and lo, he joins us. Hey, Murph.
Laura, thanks for having me again.
I'm glad to have you here. Today on GLT's Grow, we are focusing on the shovel.
That's right. It's the it's mission essential for almost every gardening project.
That's right. Yep.
And that's something that's been part of my repertoire for a long time, so I might be a little bit snobby biased about it. Yeah.
You mean about how to use it or what kind of shovel to get?
Either one.
Okay.
But I like to compare it to normal things that other people can relate to. And I thought, remember the first time somebody handed you a beer? Or mm-hmm. your first cocktail.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody else noticed, this is your first time, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then the shovel's like that, too. So you meet this new friend. You meet him at church. You meet him at work. You meet him at Master Gardener, wherever. And they ask you, hey, will you come over and help me plant some somethings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, sure. And you show up with your shovel. And your shovel is, one, the blade is sharp. The handle is clean. And it doesn't have the soil from last project still stuck to it.
Mm.
And then you see the friend, your new friend, has the shovel that's still got the price tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually a good sign. You know, he went out and got the right tool for the job. But it might not be sharp, and it might have a big sticker on the blade.
Mm-hmm.
And that can give you some problems because that's adhesive, right? You pull that sticker off, and you got to make sure you clean it off. And,
mm-hmm.
But these are all little details that the rookie stands on the mountain waving the flag. Hey, check out me. I'm a rookie with this particular thing. Could it be a cigarette, a cocktail, or a shovel?
Mm-hmm.
They all have kind of the same appearance, this awkward movement. And you notice, man, are they working hard? So I thought I could share some tips with folks, particularly about the shovel and
yeah.
the shovels, because we have a couple kinds. And then I could share some other work-saving and grief-saving tips for their gardening projects. But
okay.
Let's start with the shovel, Laura.
All righty.
So, you know, there's round point shovels. There's spades, which are like a long rectangular.
Okay.
And there's a flat one. There's a scoop shovel. And then there's a great big humongous shovel on a short handle. That's a grain shovel.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great for scooping light stuff like mulch. Not good for scooping heavy stuff like gravel unless you want to have forearms like Thor.
Okay.
And, you know, guys like that, girls not so much, you know, because it'll really put some forearms and some hands on you. But the round point shovels are made for piercing the ground and cutting and scooping simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have purchased the brand new A.M. Leonard shovel,
yeah.
I think they're fantastic. Wooden handles and a stamp forged head versus one that's kind of cut out of something, you still need to put a nice sharp edge on your shovel because you're going to be piercing the ground.
How do you do that?
You can do it with a file. That takes a long time.
Yeah.
You can do it with a grinder, like a 4-inch grinding wheel that goes on the end of a cordless drill, or you might even have a bench grinder at home.
Or might there be somebody I could hire to do that?
And then there's fellas and gals alike that advertise knife and tool sharpening. And you know, some communities, they even come to your house.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And they sharpen the blades on your mower. They sharpen everything. And it's a huge work saver. It's enormous. It's enormous. And if you've ever worked in that industry or been fortunate to be an observer of it, there's a lot of shovel sharpening going on in the morning before the crews leave.
Uh-huh.
And if there's not some shovel sharpening going on, I'll say, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because when your shovel's dull, it's easier to use. It's harder to use.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to get hurt. And the things that get hurt are oftentimes your back or your shoulder, or you get these little contact injuries from that handle absorbing the shock of you puncturing the ground with your dull shovel.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, proper shoveling technique starts with having a nice sharp shovel.
Sharp shovels get you down the road. And then there's another little detail I've noticed over the years in observing folks working with hand tools, particularly the shovel. after you have removed your first shovel full of earth. Mm-hmm. So if you're digging a hole in the ground or digging a trench in the earth or whatever, after you remove that first piece, the other shovelfuls of soil should always break away into the open area you have already created.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of folks do it the opposite way, and they've given the piece of soil that they're trying to cut out or scoop up with the shovel, they've given it nowhere to go. So you put a lot more force into that task just because you're facing the wrong way.
Mm.
Right? So first little bit of soil comes out, and all the rest of the bits of soil that come out, you break the soil away in the direction of the void.
All right.
So if you're digging in a hole for a tree, you could be kind of walking this little backward circle the whole time as the hole gets bigger and bigger, wider and wider, deeper and deeper.
Huh.
And then once the soil has somewhere to go and break away, it's even easier to scoop it up off of the ground and into another pile or into a wheelbarrow or something like that.
Oh, that is a very good tip.
I don't think it's everybody's cup of tea to sharpen shovels. I just know it's not, but it is a work-saving tip. But there's another thing that a lot of us can easily do, and that's put a 5-gallon bucket in your shop or in the corner of your garage and fill it with coarse sand. And you can take the dirty spades or shovels and just jab them down into that coarse sand, and it will clean the shovel, and it will also hone the edge. It won't sharpen it, but it'll leave you a nice clean edge. And then you're putting your tools away clean without old soil on them, and then you're preserving your tool that way as well. And then I mentioned something about the handles. You know, a dirty handle is no fun because you could perspire, and then, you know, you touch your face to wipe away a gnat or mm-hmm. some sweat running down your face, and then you have this, and then you have wet dirt on your face, and that's not good. No one likes acne and things like that, but you might also be washing away your sunblock.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So even if the tool's handles are clean, leather shells and canvas shell gloves that have no lining, they will make your hands perspire. Your hands will be warm. But you have a better grip on the tool. You use less energy than you would if your hands are sweaty on that handle.
Yeah.
And you're having to squeeze harder. The glove gives you leverage on the handle, and you know, you can take the gloves off when it's time to take a break and cool down, because that's something smart to do too.
Yeah, I would never garden without gloves because I would lose my grip on everything,
yeah,
including reality.
Right. And you know, for me, I don't know about everyone else, but I like my nails to stay beautiful. And this nail job that I'm sporting right now, I'm not going to destroy it.
Dazzling.
That's right. I'm not going to destroy it by leaving it exposed. So, you know, and then there's types of shovels. So there's also the square head scoop shovel. It's about the same width and depth as a round point, but it's made for scooping stuff up off of the ground.
Yeah.
Off of the asphalt or off of concrete. And they're not so good for digging here in the Midwest, you know, especially if you live
not with all that clay.
Yeah, I know. In some places, it's miles and miles of this nice black till. And if you have that, you're probably very glad because it's easy to dig in.
Yeah. But clay, not so much.
Yeah, a lot of developed neighborhoods have some clay underneath that soil, and that is a round point job. Some of the same stuff applies to the scoop shovels. Keep them clean, keep the handles clean, and you'll save yourself a lot of effort and avoid injury.
Okay, some great tips there, Murph, talking about the smart end of a shovel. Next week on GLT's Grow, it's the games we play on our lawn and how that impacts how we care for our green space, like how to have a really nice lawn to, for example, to play croquet. If you've got a gardening question or a problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form and send it along to us, and maybe Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. We love questions here at Grow Corporate.
Send them in.
Submit those questions at wglt.org/grow.